for Better Lawns and Gardens. Did you miss a great time to celebrate? It was Earth Day celebrated on Wednesday. Don't worry, you can still make Earth Day plantings. Teresa Watkins and I each have five favorites. Ed Thrall stops by with a garden update, and I've asked him to comment on a few fruits, and Joni has been enjoying the backyard bunnies. It's great. Yes. Today, Tom Benson is at the controls and waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS. You can text me, too, and I'll receive these questions. Text me to 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Oh, hi. Darcy the cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. You know, spending more time at home means you now have more time to work in your garden. And when you're ready to plant vegetables or pretty flowers, make sure you start with a bag of Black Cow. Oh, and check out our how-to videos at blackkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Do you remember the first Earth Day? It was a time when I was getting started with Extension. I do not remember the first celebration, but I do remember one that took place since. One in particular was at a local park, and residents were given a tree to plant in the park area. It was neat. I remember very carefully how the people were planting the tree, and they prepared the fill soil, and they patted the soil around the roots very carefully, and then created the berm that we're all asked to do, especially when we plant trees. They were told the tree would be watered, and they left. You know, in a few hours, they came back just to make sure the tree was watered, and it was. You know, I bet they came back often to check on their tree, even years later. You know, you can start an Earth Day tradition like that, or, you know, just and come back and look at it. It'd be kind of fun to start that with your family, especially with the kids. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida, who along with Teresa Watkins, owner of She Consulting and former Florida Friendly extension agent, are broadcasting live from home. Our number one, Ed Thralls, joins us with the University of Florida Extension Garden Update. He will have what we can still plant. Plus, I've asked him to comment on a few common fruits you might like to grow. Hour number two, Teresa and I will be celebrating National Arbor Day. Well, we got lots to celebrate, don't we? Yes, it was yesterday, but we can still celebrate, and we'll have some plantings, suggestions that, you know, and you can help you with your care of your tree. Also, the webpage is up for April 2020. I have what to do while you're staying at home, piece on begonias, favorite flowers, steps to be successful planting or have a successful planting. Joni has a section on attracting hummingbirds, bees, and butterflies. Nice picture, by the way, of Stokes Aster. It's one of our native plants. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's, Moonshine Planting Dates. So take a look at betterlawns.com. Right now, let me introduce the people making the program totally possible. Tom Benson's at the controls. Joni is here with me in my office. Teresa's home in our broadcast center. And you can also text us besides calling in at 23680. I will get your questions and thoughts in front of me, and we'll check those out during the program. How does that sound? Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
As you can tell, I'm up for it today. I'm ready. Joni's sitting across here from me. She'll get her to say,
good morning,
hi.
Joni.
Yep. And Tom, you doing okay in the studio?
I'm doing fine. I'm all alone. Social distancing is still the thing.
Yeah. Well, you're social distancing a long way away if you're all alone in the studio. It's a big area. Anyway, it's kind of strange. And you know what I miss about doing this from home is we don't have the eye contact and we don't have the hand contact. So, you know, if I've got something I need done, I can't just wave my hand. So Teresa, did you have a good week?
I had a great week. It's been very busy still with landscaping in the industry, still considered essential. So I've been busy working.
Yeah, good. As everybody knows, Teresa's co-hosting the program with me, and she'll be taking us through hour number two. And I've already given them a hint. It's going to be an Arbor Day celebration. And we just had National Arbor Day yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was, a wonderful day for it in the rain. We needed that rain, but it was a good day to get that tree soaked in.
You know, we didn't get that much rain right here. Beverly reported to me from Tallahassee, and she said they had a gully washer up there. They had about 3 inches.
That's amazing. That's exactly what we need. We need a couple of more days of those, you know, hopefully just one day a week, you know, and where we can just stay at home and enjoy it.
Yeah, so she said they're going to try to get some more. That was yesterday. They were going to get some more, and I haven't heard back from her from that. But she has a lot of things in flower, a lot of plants in flower, and I know they are throughout the state. I know around the Gainesville area they had a lot of rain also, and I've got reports from Jim and Bob up there. So they were getting rain when I wasn't, and I was kind of upset about that.
Well, South Florida's getting the rain today, so hopefully the whole state will get rain showers this weekend, and that'll help everything grow.
Yeah. Now, do you remember, you probably don't, you were just a very young girl at best for the first Earth Day.
Well, I don't remember. My thoughts geared towards Bobby Sherman and the Jackson 5.
There you go. And I think Joni was thinking about raising kids, right, Joni?
Of course, yes.
Well, the first Earth Day was actually April 22nd, 1970. And that's just about the time I started my career with Extension. It was just a couple of months later. And Earth Day every year then is April 22nd, no matter when it falls. So it's kind of neat. Who started Earth Day? Senator Gaylord Nelson, a junior senator from Wisconsin. He was concerned about the environment, and so he started Earth Day, and he had some helpers, Pete McCloskey, conservation-minded congressman, and also they recruited a Dennis Hayes, a young person in the university. So that's how it all got started, and we've had a lot of celebrations. I think the celebration this time was probably extensive, but it was probably on an individual basis.
I think so.
Plantings, things like that. What do you think, Teresa?
I think a lot of people are thinking about what they're going to do when they can get out there and really start to celebrate again and be outdoors in groups again and planting more trees.
Yep. Now, I've asked you, and I put together myself, our five favorite Earth Day plants. And you want to start us off with one of them?
I think one of the most prettiest native that we have is the oak leaf hydrangea. And it is a conical-shaped white flower on it. It turns fall colors, beautiful reds and burgundies in the wintertime. And it grows in sandy soils. So that's what I appreciated about it. It's not one of these French hydrangeas or hydrangeas that need watered often, but it is a great native. Then also one of my other favorites is the sweet Florida violet. And the violet is just a beautiful, just like the ones you see up in North Carolina, but they come in colors like white and yellow. And they do nicely in just in our front yards. They will grow nicely. Then I have a great ground cover. Well, do you grow Florida violets?
You know, I have had Florida violets. My planting is minimal right now of the violets, but they do spread. They do very well. I guess I was going to ask you, if somebody wants to get some of these, where would they go purchase them?
Well, you know, the Florida violets, they usually are just, pass-along plants, so that if you see somebody has one, a gardener has some in their yard, ask them for some of the seeds or some of the flowers and that is going to seed, and they spread very easily by that. But you want to try your native nurseries, and you can check with FAN, Florida Association of Native Nurseries, and see who is growing the violets. They bloom in the early springtime, so you might not find them right now, but I would check in the winter, next winter, for them.
Yeah, certainly a nice little plant to have. Now, there's no trouble getting the oak leaf hydrangea, right?
Well, again, you want to go to your native nurseries. I don't see them a lot in the box stores, but your native nurseries or your mom and pop nurseries can order them for you.
Yeah, and I know you're right. I have one in my yard also. That it's all the hydrangeas that you see on the markets, it's the easiest one to grow.
It is, and it doesn't even mind the sun. So I think the only thing is that for those people who want it to be evergreen all year, this is not the plant because it does go dormant in the winter.
Yeah, and don't worry if the leaves start to turn brown, and because you'll get new growth in the springtime.
Exactly. It's one of those plants that if the leaves fall off, it's not a big worry.
Yeah.
You don't need to spray it.
This is scary. Right now, people are having trouble with the regular magnolia, and that's one of mine. And I love the magnolia. It's a native tree. And you can get the smaller versions of it, like Little Gem, although Little Gem can get to be 40 feet tall. And I just like the magnolia. Once established, it's very drought-proof, but until you get it established, you got to keep the water on it. But right now, a lot of people seeing the leaves falling off, and they worry about that.
Yeah, we have had a dry spring. I like the teddy bear magnolia. It gets to be about 25 feet tall and only about 15 feet wide. So it's a little bit of a skinnier magnolia, and it does well here.
Yeah. Well, I just have gotten so with my yard, I really don't want too big a trees. I let my neighbors grow those, and they can shade my property. So I like the smaller ones, I like the little magnolias, just like that. The other one I like a lot is the crotons.
One of
my plants.
Wonderful for tropical.
Yeah. And the garden centers have a few varieties, but they're very limited, and they're the same varieties all the time. So I kind of like to shop, if I can, from when I see the Croton Society having a sale, and Joni and I picked up some nice ones there. Yeah,
and the Lou Gardens plant sale, you can get some nice ones.
Yeah. You got another plant for us?
Yes, I do. This is one that is blooming right now, and it is the white fringe tree. And again, it's a native. It grows, it can grow in partial shade to full sun. It gets to be about 20 feet tall, and it just is a magnificent tree for the unusual flowers. They look like little fringe tassels, And yep. It is a wonderful tree for a native landscape.
And you know, they call it granddaddy's gray beard. Have you heard that?
I've heard that. And it does look like a gray beard, kind of even like a cloud when it's in bloom.
Yeah, and Beverly sent me some pictures of them flowering up in Tallahassee area. I love the tree. It will grow under, it can be an understory tree under other trees, and it's nice and small. So it's one of my favorites also.
It is, and they have a pygmy that is endemic to Central Florida that is considered endangered. And I was in a one of my clients in Lakeland. We are going through, he has 4 acres, and he had a bunch of them growing up, and he didn't even recognize them. And thankfully, we were there when it was blooming, because I would not have known it, and they would have gotten mowed over.
Very good, very good. Tell you what, it's break time, and Ed Thralls is up and ready to go. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, I've asked Ed Thralls to talk about some of the things that are growing right now, what you can plant, and also some of the fruits that people are looking at and enjoying right now. So we'll go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom and Teresa. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Courage is strength in the face of fear. In other words, to develop courage, you have to first know fear. The great violinist Isaac Stern once observed an incredibly talented 9-year-old violinist. Stern made the remark that you can't really tell how an artist will be until the teen years, for that is when fear comes in. Then and only then can you see if the person has courage. You can't learn courage until you know fear. Are you struggling with fear? Maybe it's fear of COVID-19 or financial challenges, or it simply could be fear of the unknown future. Thankfully, no matter the fears, no matter the problems or the uncertainty, God remains in control. If you're battling fear right now, take time to pour out your heart to God in prayer. Jesus says, "In this world you will face troubles, but take heart. I have overcome the world." This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom McCovey and Teresa Watkins at the microphones today with Joni getting ready for Joni's Corner. She's going to be talking about the bunnies in the backyard.
Yes.
And she likes them all. Yes. Regretfully, eat my gladiolus, my corn, and everything else. And Tom Benson's at the controls, so you can give him a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS, that's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680, and I have a number of text messages here. I'll be getting to those in just a little bit with Teresa. But Teresa, I wanted you to do the Powderpuff Mimosa for us here.
It is a wonderful ground cover that you can even actually mix with your turf so that it will eventually, it won't take over, but it'll grow with your turf. You can mow it. It is a pretty little pink flower on it that looks like a little powder puff, and it attracts butterflies, and it's a host plant for butterfly larvae. And it looks fragile because when you touch it, it kind of folds right up. But it is a wonderful, hardy plant that will come back year after year, and it's a great choice. You can find those in your native nurseries too as well, the powder puff mimosa.
Okay, grows where now, in sun or shade?
It grows in full sun and partial shade, so it's a good mixture. And the new plants can be easily started from cuttings once you get them, and 4 to 5 pots of 1 gallon pots of mimosa can cover 300 square feet in one season.
Wow, that's good. That's moving right along. I tell you what, we have Ed Thralls coming down the garden path, so why don't we bring Ed Thralls in right now, University of Florida Orange County residential horticulturist, and he's at the Orange County Extension Center. So I see him coming down the path. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for being with
Teresa.
Us today.
Good morning.
Teresa's with us here. Joni's on the other line also.
Yes, I'm here.
So you got a crowd.
That's great. I like a crowd, except we've got to stay at least 6 feet apart now.
we're every bit of 6 feet apart, that's for sure. Hey, Ed, I got a quick question here. I see it's a text message, so being we have the expert on the line with us here, it says, my young Mexican avocado has a stalk growing from below the graft line, stalk. It said stock, but I'm sure they mean stalk, growing from below the graft line. Can it be left there? If so, will it fruit? And how long compared to the grafted top? What should they do if they have something coming up from below the graft?
If it's coming up from below the graft, they should remove it and make sure they remove it and don't leave a wound that's going to affect the tree in the future. But it's really not going to produce the kind of fruit you want. As a matter of fact, you may not know what kind of fruit it is, and it would take quite a while for you to get a fruit off of it. So take it off.
There you go. You got the answer from the expert, Ed Thralls, University of Florida Extension horticulturist. Ed, Teresa and I want to know what's growing in the garden so we can come by and start harvesting. Right, Teresa?
That's right. I don't have anything for dinner tonight, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, well, we've got quite a few things growing in the garden right now. And, of course, getting out in the garden is good exercise, and it's easy to practice social distancing while you're out there. The stay-at-home order came about the time we were supposed to get all the cool season crops out of the garden, so we still have a few. Curly leaf kale, collards, onions, and Swiss chard. The onions are just about ready to fall over, so I've got to get them out of the ground. And the collards, they're just feed for, I think, a lot of the insects. But tomatoes are growing, peppers, beans. I've harvested tomatoes already that have been ripe right off the plant. And that was a Better Boy variety we started. We pushed it a little bit in early February. The insects have moved in, but I think they've always been there. It's just that with maturing fruit right now, there seem to be more of them, so there's a lot of hand-picking going on.
Yeah, a little rat got one of my tomatoes, so.
I think a big rat got one of mine.
I'm going to be doing rodent control, I think. So if we're harvesting these things, what do we plant right now?
Well, first of all, for those who want tomatoes and peppers, get the largest transplant you can find. It's too late to put seeds in the ground. We've got southern peas you can plant, sweet potatoes, and maybe even cherry tomatoes right now to help you get along. And plenty of okra if you want to plant okra. You could plant that from seed. Get ready for the rainy season because most of our gardens, we clean them up. We remove all the plants from the garden so the bugs don't have a place to hide before the next gardening season starts in August. And if you are going to be growing something in the summertime anyway, think of tropical vegetables. Cuban sweet potatoes, chayote, which is a squash, and calabaza, a pumpkin, they just might be good choices for the summer.
Yeah. Ed, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about victory gardens. Teresa, do you hear that? People getting...
I do, and you know, a lot of reminiscing going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about victory gardens, and there's several county extension offices in North Florida that have started a big Facebook page. They've already gotten responses from people, about 37 states, I think, so far, and around 1,500 people. And they just started it up less than a month ago. But the word Victory Garden is trademarked, so they're calling themselves Victory Gardeners looking for them on the Facebook. It's a group, so you got to get permission to join them. And as with many well-intentioned social media sites, there are some that will gum the works up for you. So the answers to some of your questions may not be that accurate. So my advice to you is to do your research, contact your county extension office, get a copy of the Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide, and plan well so you don't waste food. And if you're going to be growing in the ground in the backyard, find a spot that gives you at least 5 to 6 hours of sunlight a day. Figure out how you're going to keep the soil moist during the gardening season and start small.
Yeah, and I think the movement to victory gardens and some of the northern information coming out confuses Florida gardeners, so make sure you get with your extension service about the information you need. Many want to grow blueberries. Teresa, you ever grown blueberries?
I do. I have about 6 blueberry plants. They did very well this year. And I encourage people to plant them in the yard, just as edible landscape.
Yeah, what do you think, Ed?
I kind of arm wrestle with Teresa on that. blueberries really like an acid soil, and it's difficult to really get the kind of acid soil you want in the backyard. So if you grow them in a container with pine bark vines, I think you're going to do very well. It'll be a large container.
That's what I usually recommend. I put the pine vines in the holes and or raised beds.
I still find that is an issue once the roots get out of the pine bark vines. I just got to keep them in there. You'll need at least 2 varieties for cross-pollination, and we want to make sure we get the southern high bush varieties for us here in Central Florida.
Right.
And if you plant them out now, don't expect blueberries till next year.
Oh, you might get a few in the bush when you get them. Maybe you can pick those off. I just find the birds like them as much as I do.
Yeah, the birds do like them, and I don't usually eat the ones right off of the bushes I bring home from the garden center because I don't know how they were treated. So the first ones I leave off, and when I get new ones, then I know how I'm taking care of it, and I feel a little safer eating them.
Yeah, Teresa, do you get some to eat?
We do. We always put some away, but, you know, we get, I would say, probably 3 to 4 cups out of the 6. But that's if we don't eat them while we're pulling them off. And so, but blueberries are always, we always have them in the freezer. Even if, you know, we haven't grown them ourselves, we get them because they're good to eat.
Yeah, it's one of Joni's favorite fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes blueberry pancakes, right, Joni?
Definitely, definitely, yes.
Hey, Ed, some want to grow peaches. What should we know about that?
Well, we want varieties that are well adapted for Central Florida, so the big peach you see growing in Georgia just is not going to cut it here. We need a low chilling hours variety, somewhere between 150 to 250 hours below 45 degrees is what we're looking for chilling hours. They should be pruned well during the first few years, and that's difficult for a homeowner to bring home a small plant and cut it back just a foot or so above the ground, but you need that to develop a good scaffolding system for later fruit that you're going to harvest. And don't expect a lot of fruit till about 5 years, 6 years down the road. So So that means you need to develop a good spray program to keep the insects and diseases under control while the plants are getting ready to provide you some fruit.
Yeah, and raising peaches is kind of tough, I'll be honest with you. And I've tried to grow them. I had a big peach, juicy peach, almost the size of a softball. Horticultural stories get bigger. And all of a sudden, the Caribbean fruit flies come in and start laying the eggs on it.
Oh, they darn. That happens
really,
quite
really
frequently.
Ticked me off. Anyway, you know, we're all involved in this virus pandemic, and I just wondering what university extension services are available. I think most of the offices you can't get into, right?
Right. You can't get into the offices, but there are people on site. So we can assist you. We'll keep our distance from you, and if you want a publication, we can provide that to you. We don't have any face-to-face meetings right now, so all our classrooms and our class are just shut down as well. But you can call us by phone or send us an email. The U.S. mail is still running, so I get a couple of letters a week with plant material and some pictures in them, and some very nice letters from good gardeners. So that service is still available to you, and we've started developing online classes as well. I think that's going to be the future for many, many months to come, maybe into the new year.
Very good. And I see where the Family and Consumer Science Group is having online classes also. I got up on one of those yesterday. So just get in contact with the extension offices near you and see what they have available. Many of them are kind of working together on programs. At least that's what I find.
Yeah, they're working together. A lot of them are working from home, actually. And so they contact their co-workers in other counties, and we're even doing cross disciplines. The Family and Consumer Science agents will be teaching with horticulture agents, for instance, talking about food, growing it, and preparing it. So that's working pretty well.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, Ed, we appreciate you being with us, that's for sure, and we'll get another update in about 2 weeks, okay?
We'll be looking forward to it, Tom. You all enjoy your weekend, and let's hope we get a little more rain.
Yes, we
thanks,
can get the rain. Only got about a half inch. I feel slighted. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break right about now. And when we come back, we have two things. Alice is online. Alice, don't go away. I've got a whole list of text messages. And Joni also has Joni's Corner, and she's thinking about all the little bunnies out there. She loves them, even though they're eating all my crops. So don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Oh, hi, Darcy the cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. You know, spending more time at home means you now have more time to work in your garden. And when you're ready to plant vegetables or pretty flowers, make sure you start with a bag of Black Cow. Oh, and check out our how-to videos at blackkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. Help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your tax-deductible donation will support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. For fast, free pickup of your vehicle 24/7, running or not, call 800-889-4952. For 24-hour response, call 800-889-4952. That's 800-889-4952.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thanks for being with us today. You know, as I look out, I think it's going to be a good day. Probably in South Florida it's going to be rainy, but North Florida and Central Florida looks like it's good gardening weather, especially if we've had some rain. I can get out there. I've got to pull the weeds. That's what I got to do. Hey, I've got just a couple of more plants that I wanted to mention. I'm just going to give them to you quickly, and then we're going to Alice's call. Dwarf Yaupon holly, dwarf camellias, and the olive trees, the edible olive trees. I think they're kind of neat, and we'll catch up with Teresa's extra tree in just a little bit. Teresa, we got a call from Alice. Let's get her up on the line with us right now.
Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
I have hesitated calling you because I don't want to say anything bad about Black Cow, and I'm not sure this is the problem, but I did buy three crotons from Rockledge Gardens, and I put lots of Black Cow in the holes when I dug them and mix it in with the Florida soil, you know, the the sandy soil that we have here, and watered them regularly, and all three of them are, two of them totally died, and the last one is looking pretty bad. And I just wondered if it was a bad idea to put that in with, you know, in with, by the roots so much of it, but I thought, well, if I don't put it in the bottom, then I'll just be putting it, you know, once it's planted, just put it on top, and then that'll just make the weeds grow faster, I guess. And so I thought it would be better to put it in by the roots.
Okay.
But, so,
Teresa, got any advice?
Well, I just kind of, the crotons are tropical. They don't mind the sandy soils too much, but mm-hmm. they're already in good soil when you plant them. So we don't recommend amending a single hole with anything. We want them to get established in the soil that they're in. So mm-hmm. I would just say that it's good to amend the entire garden bed with manure and organic amendments, but for a single hole, you don't need to do anything.
Yeah, my guess is also that when you created that little kind of a basin around the plants, the root system probably stayed too wet. It's not the Black Cow fault. Any organic matter would probably have done, may have held the water there. Now, that's one thing to check. The other thing is, you know, did the water get to the roots of the crotons? And what you need to do now, if they're still there, Alice, go down, take your hands, and feel inside the root ball, because quite often water will run around the outside of the root ball, and I will tell you, crotons wilt very quickly and go downhill very rapidly if the root ball is not totally moist. And
wow.
Teresa and I are going to talk a little bit about that coming up in the hour number two.
Is it a good idea to break the root ball up before you put it in the ground?
Well, I don't want to break it up too much. It depends on how badly it's pot bound, and we'll talk more about that during hour number two. But right now, dig down, see what the roots look like, and see if it's actually dry down there, because it's very easy for water to run around the outside of the root ball.
Well, okay. I already yanked two of them up because
they were just
we'll
check,
sticks.
We'll check the other one. Yeah.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you,
appreciate
Alice.
The call. Yep, I tell you what, it's time for Joni's Corner here, and she's been looking at the bunnies in the backyard, so we're going to let Joni take it away here.
Okay,
Well, do you have any bunnies in your backyard? I don't mean in cages that you might have for your kids or grandkids. I mean wild ones. And they are possibly loose in your backyard. We have several in our backyard. They are big and small in shades of brown and blends very well into its background. When we try to get close to them, zoom, it's gone. The two species that we have here in Florida are the eastern cottontail rabbit and marsh rabbit. The cottontail is grayish-brown with a very noticeable white powder puff tail. It's 14 to 17 inches in length and can weigh 2 or 4 pounds. It can be seen all over Florida. They are most active in early morning and even at night. The cottontail rabbit loves to be in heavy brush areas, parts of the forest, weedy areas, empty field, or areas next to abandoned and unused fields. In warm months, their favorite food is green plant parts. When no green stuff is available, they will eat young stems of plants and bark of trees.
Yeah, I think marsh are edible size right now.
Okay. The marsh rabbit is a little smaller than the cottontail, darker brown in color, and has coarser hair and has the coarser tail than the cottontail bunny has. Its tail is hard to see and is a little dingy white under it. The bunny walks most of the time, as most of the bunnies hop around. Their favorite foods are aquatic weeds. They breed December to June, and each birth is about 1 to 6 young. That's a nice group.
Yeah, more to eat my stuff.
They breed. When they are 4 to 6 weeks old, they are sent out on their own. Marsh rabbits are most active at night, at dawn and dusk. But to make matters worse, that is when their predators are also around, like owls, foxes, bobcats, and alligators. Okay.
Yeah, very good, Joni. Now, I want to know, looks like they're about edible size to me, the ones we have in our yard.
I'm not going to eat it.
I'm not either. But I'm tired of eating my plants. That's the other thing. So I don't know. But anyway, we enjoy watching the bunnies just like we enjoy watching the birds. So I guess they're going to be there. But all of a sudden, we get this new population of men. It's just really interesting.
Of what?
Bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
And squirrels and birds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Joni. Appreciate it very much. Tell you what, it's break time. We're going to take a break. If you want to give us a call, number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. When we come back, I've got a number of text messages here for Teresa and me, and also Teresa has one more plant. I want to get this little iris in, which is kind of a neat one. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids and spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you retired? Got time in your hands to get away? Call YMT Vacations now for great values on land and cruise trips to Alaska, Europe, Hawaii, and more. Plus, save now with our $250 per person discount and low price guarantee. Call for free info.
800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. That's 800-213-9256.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. Teresa is with us, of course, co-hosting the program, and she'll be doing more of the second hour. And I agreed to do the first hour here, so kind of split it up a little bit today. It's kind of fun. And, of course, Joni's on the other line, just did a portion on the bunnies. And Tom is answering the phones back in the studio all by himself. But you can text us at 23680. So, Teresa, we've got Scott on the line, so let's see if we can help him with his question here. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you, and I hope everybody is staying safe. This
well,
is Scott from Lakeland.
We're distances apart.
that's what we got to do right now, unfortunately. Yeah. My question to you is about, I have a big avocado tree. I started it from scratch, and the best year I ever had was 200 avocados.
Wow.
They're the big ones. They're
That's
the ones that are like 2 pounds or so.
Wow.
But lately, it's only been giving me maybe 6 to 10. And a lot of the fruit's been dropping off before they get a chance to, start to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what do you think might be the problem?
Well, Teresa, you want me to handle this one or you want to?
Sure, you go right ahead and I'll give you my thoughts afterwards.
I'm going to tell you, the tree regulates what it can support. And it does make a difference whether it's an avocado tree, a peach tree, any kind of plant when it's in the fruiting mode. And it will drop the fruit so it can survive otherwise. So the only thing you can do, Scott, is go through the checklist. You make sure it has adequate water. You make sure it has adequate fertilizer. And normally we're fertilizing avocado trees 3 to 4 times a year. Sometimes pruning them back, if they get too tall on you, too wide, may help the tree set some fruit also. But it will settle down again and start producing more eventually. But you just have to do your part, and that means adequate fertilizer, adequate water, and then it will start setting better fruit again. But the trees do take time off. I will be honest with you. They're just like people. They get tired, and they relax for a while. They'll build up the stored foods inside.
It's big. This tree is about 30 feet tall.
Yeah. You know, that's rough picking also. How do you get up to the top to pick the fruits?
I don't.
Normally,
we like to keep
them down to about 20 feet, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was my thoughts too, Tom. It's just taking a year off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like the fertilizing is probably what I need to do better. You say 3 to 4 times a year?
Yep, 3 to 4 times a year. Normally March, May, August, and early October.
But if it's 30 feet tall, that, Tom, what about the amount of fertilizer?
Well, you know, I just follow what's on the label of the product. You can get a citrus avocado type fertilizer, mango fertilizer, and just follow the label.
Just go around the base of that.
You spread it underneath the entire spread of the tree. Wherever the branches are, right. You spread it out underneath right. those branches there. Measure out the amount you need and spread it around it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
great job.
Thank you, Scott.
Have a great gardening day. We appreciate it. Teresa, why don't you give us the other plant that you had here?
Well, this one is not a native, but it is an absolute must for cottage gardens and border gardens. And if you're from up north and you want to almost look like a real iris, the Apostle's Iris, Giant's Apostle's Iris, Regina, mm-hmm. Grows in zones 8 to 11. So it will do well all throughout the state of Florida. It loves the heat and it is salt tolerant. And so you can grow this on the coastal areas. Gets to be 3 to 4 feet tall, has a beautiful purple flower on it that is fragrant, and it requires no care. There's no pest problems with it. So it is just one of my favorites to put in some kind of architectural structure in the garden. It grows upright, and it tolerates temperatures as low as 20 degrees. So it's a great plant, non-native, but it has no pests, no maintenance whatsoever.
Yeah, I love it also. It's just great color for the garden. And for people who, you know, really miss iris, this is an opportunity. It's not the bearded iris variety, but it's one that would do well for us.
Right. And they sometimes common name walking iris, but it doesn't walk.
Yeah.
And so, but it's really a wonderful plant. I love it.
I have the regular walking iris in my landscape also, and I enjoy both of them, and the walking iris will really take off. Hey, I've got a couple of text messages here, questions, and one of them's about the hot fruits, peppers, and it said hot fruit peppers and chilies can be cross-pollinated. He said, I've been successful crossing ghost and Trinidad scorpion pepper. Boy, those are hot ones. And
I just want to know why.
Do you grow the hot ones?
Well, no, we grow the ones that we can eat. We like the banana peppers and just the regular bell peppers.
Yeah, and he was saying that they're in different families. Actually, they aren't in different families. They're all the genus Capsicum, but you'll find different species there. And crossing species can be done sometimes, and all you can do is give it a try. I haven't heard anybody that's crossing. He wants to cross a Hungarian cherry chili pepper with serrano with a ghost pepper. So I, all you can do is give it a try. That's amazing.
Yeah, nothing better than Thai chili chicken wings. Oh,
yeah, there you go. Hey, hour number one's all gone. And so what we're going to do is we're going to wait around for hour number two here, which will be coming, and look forward to it. And so we'll be back with Teresa, Tom, Joni, and Tom Benson. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.